I remember when I was searching for God, I didn't know a lot about the Word of God, but I always prayed that the Lord would change my heart because I felt that serving God was different from how the world perceived God. And I knew in my heart that it was different. And it wasn't until I came to walk in the truth, in the laws of God, that that feeling was confirmed. I searched through many churches, the Baptists, also studied with Jehovah's Witnesses, but something within me always told me that something just wasn't right. And finally, when I came to a Sabbath keeping church, and actually I was visiting, but I was searching, and when I came to know the laws of God and read His word, that I knew that this is how you serve God. I wanted to serve God with all my heart, and you have to be willing to say that you're going to do anything or any sacrifice to obey God. You just can't belong to a church and feel comfortable in there. The people may be very, very nice and very, very giving, but it's not about that. It's about that relationship with God, that you're going to serve God no matter what, even if nobody else does. And I came to know God through His word, through His commandments. And He will, that Holy Spirit will lead you and teach you how to serve God. It's not about tradition. It's not about what the churches have been doing for years. It's not about how comfortable you are and how nice the people are. It's about you and God. And He tells us how to serve Him. And I'm just so very happy that I came to know God through His word, not tradition or what some man have told me. And I'm just very happy with that, that I serve God through His commandments and the testimonies of Jesus Christ and everything that's any issue or question that you have. There's nothing in the Word of God that's not answered for you. But God tells us how to serve Him. I grew up in church, in a church where we would keep Christmas and Easter, but it was never explained. And then when you look in the scriptures, it doesn't tell you to keep to celebrate Christmas, and it's not in there by December 25th, because I always say, well, show me where it's in the Word of God and I'll do it. But when you keep the Sabbath day, it tells you when to keep the Sabbath day. It tells you about His feast days, His holy days. It tells you when to keep them, how to keep them. And that's something different that I felt, years ago when I was searching, even though I didn't know the Word of God. So I'm just so very happy that I found the truth. And you have to be willing to, if you're in a church that's very comfortable for you, you have to say, are you willing to leave that church to serve God? I would, but I know that here is where the truth is. Here is where the Word of God, how He tells us to live righteously. And I'm just very happy and thankful that the Lord blessed me with His truth.